Okay, give us just 5 minutes. You can relax a little and just take in the moment because it's time for some good stuff. And we have good stuff coming up, right, Mike?
That's right, we do.
Indeed. I've got a couple of short, funny stories, and Mike's checking things out right now. He's got some clever things as well. Are you ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture, uncover the secrets of successful ranching? Do it with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. Discover the pulse of agriculture. From grains, sheep, dairy cattle, top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. It's Tri-State Livestock News.
I have a Bubba story to start things off today.
A Bubba story?
Yep. Well, Bubba and Earl, actually.
Oh, there you go. You can't go wrong.
One day, Bubba and Earl were driving down the road. They were drinking a couple of beers, and they knew they shouldn't have been. The passenger, Bubba, said, "Looky there, up ahead, Earl. It's a police roadblock. We're going to get busted for drinking these here beers." "Don't worry, Bubba," Earl said. "We'll just pull over and finish drinking these beers, peel off the labels and stick them on our foreheads, then throw the bottles under the seat." "What for?" asked Bubba. "Just let me do the thinking and the talking, okay?" They finished their beers, threw the empty bottles under the seat, and slapped the labels on their foreheads. When they reached the roadblock, the sheriff asked, "Have you boys been drinking?" "No, sir," replied Earl. "We're on the patch."
So I want to know if they got away with it.
No, they didn't, I'm pretty sure.
You're pretty sure? How about this? After a very busy day, a commuter settled down in her seat and closed her eyes as the train departed Williston for Minot. As the train rolled out of the station, the guy sitting next to her pulled out his cell phone and started talking in a loud voice. "Hi, sweetheart, it's Eric. I'm on the train, yes. I know it's a 6:30 and not the 4:30, but I had a long meeting. No, honey, not with that floozy from the accounts office." "With the boss?" "No, sweetheart, you're the only one in my life. Yes, I'm sure. Cross my heart." And it goes on and on. 15 minutes later, he is still talking loudly when the young woman sitting next to him, who was obviously angered by his continuous diatribe, yelled at the top of her voice, "Eric, turn that stupid phone off and come back to bed." Eric doesn't use his cell phone in public anymore.
Well, you got to be conscious of what other people around you want, right?
Yes, exactly. I thought that was pretty funny because we have that happen all the time where people are just having those conversations on those cell phones. It's maybe a little reminder to check ourselves.
Kim, what else do you have to share today?
I've got a poem by Martin Booster, and it's called Just Like His Dad. "Well, what are you going to be, my boy, when you have reached manhood's years? A doctor, lawyer, or actor, great, moving throngs to laughter and tears." But he shook his head as he gave reply in a serious way he had. "I don't think I'd care to be any of them. I want to be like my dad." He wants to be like his dad. You men, did you ever think as you pause that the boy who watches your every move is building a set of laws? He's molding a life you're the model for, and whether it's good or bad depends on the kind of example set to the boy who'd like to be his dad. Would you have him go everywhere you go? Have him do just the things you do, and see everything that your eyes behold, and woo all the gods you woo. When you see that worship that shines in his eyes of your lovable little lad, could you rest content if he gets his wish and grows to be like his dad? It's a job that none but yourself can fill. It's a charge you must answer for. It's a duty to show him the road to tread ere he reaches his manhood's door. It's a debt you owe for the grandest joy on this old earth to be had, this pleasure of having a boy to raise who wants to be like his dad. Martin Booster wrote that.
Well, I'm going to wrap things up today with a few more of those. You might be a rancher if these apply to you, okay?
That sounds good.
You might be a rancher if you consider a romantic evening driving through Hardee's and renting a hunting instructional video. You might be a rancher if you listen to Paul Harvey every day at noon and never get tired of him saying, "Good day."
That's right.
All right. You might be a rancher if you can tell it's a rancher working late in the corrals, know who it is and what they're doing, and not think that it's a UFO.
I like that.
And you might be a rancher if your nearest neighbor is in the next section and you know what a section is. If you have something to share, especially with Easter coming up, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for more of the good stuff.